thoughts and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, turn that bed bath. All right. Let's turn it up, David. Come on, pound it. Yeah, there we go. It's a woman's world. Yeah. All right. Welcome to our show tonight, North State Now. This is Linda Bott. Can I hear from the girls today? Hey.
Hey.
Love it. Yeah, that's what it is tonight. It's about women empowering women, and I'm very excited with my co-host here tonight, Maria Orozco. She has several titles, but we're going to get into that later, because first we're going to throw out to the table to some of our guests who are here, like the smaller increments. How are you tonight?
I'm super. How are you? Thank you for having me.
You're amazing.
Love this.
You inspire me.
You inspire me.
Well,
and we got to stick together.
And we've taken jazzercise, and she gave me like pink things to stick around my knees, and and we've sweat together, and we've bled together.
We have talked.
Yeah, we have really cut open the veins and talked about the stuff.
Absolutely.
And that's where you know it's good.
Yeah.
All right. And then of course we have Lynn Ann Foster, who's the Director of Marketing and Public Relations from Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Hello, Linda. Thank you so much for inviting me.
And we have like one of the best and amazing events coming up that we're going to promote tonight a lot, especially with you. Go Red.
Thank you. So excited.
It's happening February 13th.
It is.
I think it's almost sold out, but we're going to talk about that. Mm-hmm. Promote women's heart health.
Yes, so important.
And then let's throw it to Carrie Growl, who's the owner and operator and the launching of a new studio as well as Harmony, her new store with the ribbon cutting this very Friday,
yes,
which is tomorrow at 3.
Yes.
Carrie Growl.
Thanks for having me again.
Hi. I'm glad that you're here, and we want to promote what's happening tomorrow. So give us a snippet.
So tomorrow is the ribbon cutting with the Chamber of Commerce. They're going to come at 3:00, and then we're going to do a grand opening from 3 to 6 p.m. So we're going to have a little bubbly, some food, some cookies shaped like Pilates reformers, all the Pilates things. So we're doing all the things.
That's cute.
Right. It's cheeky and fun, and we have to go there.
So I'm bringing Carl tomorrow so he can see the reformers in person, because I always show him stuff online.
Yes.
But let's share with our audience some of the, with your new space, Harmony.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really big undertaking for you to go from Athens into a double space and have it built out specifically for you, which is where Napa Art of Parts used to be. Right.
Yes, right next door to Curated, and on the other side is Theory. Sketch and Press is right there, too. So just a great little, it's just an awesome,
good energy.
Awesome block right there. Yes.
Great light in that studio. Yeah. Great. It's got great bones.
It really does. Yeah, the brick in there really inspired me. I walked in, I saw this brick. I had no idea that I was even going to move my studio, but I was just so inspired, and I was like, let's go. And I had retail, like you said, at my other location. It was small. I've been carrying Lululemon for, I think, a little over two years. And I just felt like I could do something with the other side of the space. And so I just wanted to bring in products, lifestyle products and wellness products that I love, clothing I love, athletic wear, and just share it. So, I mean, I talk about things all the time in class. Where'd you get this? Where'd you get that? Well, I got it at Harmony. So that was my whole, directive towards that. And I just saw this beautiful space, and it just really inspired me. So it was just kind of a sister to Organic Pilates, and just an extension really of Organic Pilates.
You really have an eye for placement, because as you post and as we walk in, we get to see how you move things around.
Yes.
And it's almost like, I think that you dream about it and you come in the next day and the cloud has shifted.
Yes.
If you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So what can you share some of the, when we come in and or when a person comes in, what kind of lines you carry?
Yes. One of the lines I carry, just to go kind of in the wellness field, is I carry a brand called Corpus, and it sounds silly, but it's a deodorant, and it's a natural deodorant. They have other things. They have body wash and other things in the line, cream, hand cream, lotions. But it's the only deodorant I've ever been able to use that's a natural deodorant that didn't break me out. And I've been obsessed with it. I've been wearing it for about 3 years, and so I'm going to bring it to the store. People always ask me. I'm like, let's bring this to the store. There's a brand called Fishersund. It's a fragrance line, and it's from Iceland, and it's all botanical, and it's beautiful scents, and there's stories and a storyline behind each scent that kind of goes along with it. So everything to me is based on a feeling, and really that's what I wanted the store to be, not so much that I just want to sell something. I really want people to feel something, because those are the things that you remember, is something that gives you a feeling. So I just wanted to create that, and it's just kind of turned into harmony and
natural fabrics, yeah. Fibers. Some of the purses that you carry, yes, are like beautiful.
An artist. She's an artist from Maine, Erin Flett, and she handcrafts everything just in a studio in Maine, and it's not mass produced. So things that are special like that. I have watercolor books, by another artist, Emily Lex, and it's just something that you could do where you're not on a device, and it just kind of goes along with wellness to me. So, and those are a great, people love those. And some jewelry that's also handmade, so everything is just very intentional, and everything in the store is something I have owned previously. Like, it's not just something I brought in. It's something I have myself.
Okay,
so
great.
Yeah.
So just, I think in class the other day, you said you have a new line.
Yes.
That's coming in.
An Australian brand, yes. And it's an athletic wear line. And it's kind of, it's a little bit more fun. I mean, we all love Lululemon, but Lululemon's not that fun. It's tried and true, and we love it, and we're going to wear it to death. But it's just not that fun. But this Australian line, it's called The Upside, and the fabrics are just, they're so fun. So, yeah, so that's why I'm bringing that in.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions? Anybody,
I haven't been, but I'm so excited to go.
I didn't want to keep jumping or stepping on you. Chris Carl always says, can I get it? Well, you know, when you get zoomed in on somebody, you're just like, whoa.
Yes.
So Carrie Growl, owner and operator, and so excited about your new space and your new store called Harmony. And over the O is a little eh thing.
Yeah. A little nod to some French. Yeah,
harmony.
Yeah. Yes.
So people can just walk in.
Yes.
And your store hours.
Yes. We're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturdays, 10 to 4 p.m. The only day we're closed right now is Sundays. Mm-hmm. And I really think moving into the next season, we might be open on Sundays. There's so much foot traffic down there, and people want to go out and do things on Sundays. We have classes now, Pilates classes on Sundays. So already there.
I have taken a couple Sunday classes, and I'm enjoying a weekend. Like, if you know how hard it is sometimes to like stop your day and get into class, but I've enjoyed the weekends too. And you can, you can purchase what they call a flex pass, and then that you can, because you never know when things are happening, which is great. Cause I do 2 times a week, but if I can't make one, I can get in there and go, okay, I'm going to do Saturday at 4 or whatever the dates are, the time is. I don't think you do it that time, but you know what I mean. Sunday at 10. Sunday at 10, it works.
We have
classes
7 days a week now. So I'm really proud to be there 7 days a week. Movement 7 days a week. So I would have never imagined 4 or 5 years ago that I would be having classes on a Sunday, but they're waitlisted classes.
So join everybody and come to see the store tomorrow and the space. For the ribbon cutting from 3, we'll probably be there around 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
But for 3 o'clock is the ribbon cutting, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks, so
Linda.
We'll see you tomorrow. You. That's Harmony and Organic Pilates, and we're going to make a super announcement here, maybe next week, that those people who say that they heard this on KCNR, will get a little special goodie.
Yes.
Oh. Mm. What, can you tell us the address? I know it's downtown, but some people aren't in downtown.
1264 California Street.
Very nice.
Yes.
Next to Theory Coffee, in between Theory Coffee and
Curated. Yeah. We have an adjoining space. Such good shopping. Yes.
I know, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
Workout,
Curated. That's a great
coffee,
space. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. 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 Well, we're going to take a break now. We'll come back more with our special guests. And thank you so much, Carrie.
Thanks
for coming running over here after you talk class.
Yeah, I literally ran across the street.
Well, you're in shape. Yeah. It's right in our back door here. We'll be right back. This is North State Now with Linda Bob. Maria Roscoe is here co-hosting with me tonight. We've got Lynn Ann Foster as well as Carrie Grawl. And we'll be right back on North State Now here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM, your talk radio, and always streaming live on KCNR1460.com.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. From the heart behind Organic Pilates, I want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created for intentional living. We offer apparel, wellness, and everyday pieces designed to support how you move and how you live. Harmony, where movement meets intention. We're located at 1264 California Street. We're in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to welcome you in.
Bye.
Welcome back to North State Now. Did you hear that heartbeat song?
There
this is my heartbeat, song.
I'm
going
to have to add it to my list.
Well, David picked it out. I said, now
nice
don't
job, David.
Yes, he did. So, hey, welcome back to our show, Maria Roscoe.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah.
Good evening.
And we're here with
Lynann Foster,
yes,
one of my dear
hello
friends, and the girl that does everything at Shasta Regional Medical
yes
Center.
Yeah.
Hello.
So thank
so
you.
So happy to be here. What a nice surprise to be invited. Thank
oh
you.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, I asked Maria, would you co-host with me? And I had, you know, things in my mind that I, you know, carry. And we, she, like Lynann, totally. You're right on our radar with this new great space at Wind River.
Yes.
First time ever to do Go Red.
Yep.
Tell us about Go Red.
Okay. Well, we've been doing Go Redding for over 20 years, I believe. Anyway, it's been that long, I believe. Anyway, it's a luncheon and event focused on women's heart health, because women present very differently with heart symptoms and continually put them off. But, you know, like we do with everything, because we're busy and the things and the this and the that. And it remains, heart disease remains the number one killer of women. More than all cancers combined, anything. Like, it's the number one killer. And there's still word to be spread about what women can do specifically for themselves and for the other women that they love. So that's what we try to do every single year. And we make it fun.
It's fun. And it's very women friendly, although
yeah
there are men doctors, men husbands, mm-hmm, and people that come. So
yeah,
you've got
caretakers.
Yes, exactly. And you've got wonderful speakers every year. So there's always an amazing, heartfelt something that hits you in this event.
Yeah.
I don't care how much people have, you know, had their champagne and they're laughing and there's the girl fun.
Yeah.
There is a moment of sobriety as far as like, wow.
Right.
Oh, like an aha.
Right, because I think we recognize in the moment when it's being discussed, like the symptoms in particular, like how common that they can occur in women, but then we can set them aside. And it's the not setting them aside because it catches people off guard. Like, oh, there is something wrong. Like, this is not normal, or it's getting worse, or it's progressing. And last year it occurred to me, and this is really a point I'd like to hit home this year, is I hear so many times from them, because every year at this event and then the screening event that we do, we catch somebody with a heart issue every single year, typically more than one. But what I hear from them over and over again is they didn't want to address it because I don't want to go to the ER. I'd be so embarrassed if nothing's wrong. And in my head, I'm looking at these women. I completely understand it because I also put myself off and don't want to be embarrassed. And I'm like, be embarrassed. It's okay. First of all, you don't need to be embarrassed, but I'd rather have you be embarrassed because there's nothing wrong than have it progress into something that you can't recover from. So it's so important. If you think that there's something going on, get it checked out. Come to the emergency room at Shasta Regional Medical Center, and we'll get you an EKG and talk you through the issues. So last year,
go ahead.
The video. So everybody's all talking and chit chatting,
yeah,
and then
love
you started
video.
The video, and everybody's oh, and then
yeah
it hit.
Yeah,
completely awareness. You were just like,
yes,
that could be me, or that's
right
me.
Yeah.
You feel that.
Yeah.
What are the symptoms?
Yeah.
Some of the symptoms. So for women, it's often jaw pain or back pain, nausea, shortness of breath, fogginess, fatigue. I mean, things that we have reasons to feel that way every single day for all of the things that we manage and juggle. Like, I get it. But there comes a time where it's like not going away, or you keep recognizing it in yourself, just get it checked out. Last year we had one of our nurses share a story. She was on a field trip. All the moms were, you know, mid-30s, early 40s, and one of the moms passed out on this field trip, and our nurse gave her CPR. They got the ambulance. She got in. She was having a widowmaker heart attack, full on early 40s heart attack. And later we had learned that, yeah, she had been feeling a little nauseous, or, you know, this was like October. So, you know, the end of flu season, maybe she thought that's what it was, kids in school, all the things. and kept putting it. She had no idea. No, and she was that young, and that's the other thing that we're seeing as well, is that women are presenting younger. So it's an important message. I feel like the speakers that come share the message very well. There's some education obviously built in there that's digestible for people. And then we always have someone speak about a story.
I love the testimony.
Something that they have been through and the lessons they've learned.
One that you had that particularly stands out was a nurse or medical professional at the hospital,
mm-hmm.
and Lynn Ann went to her, and she was literally right in her desk,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And she worked in the department with everybody. It's all going around her, but she didn't think, right, that
yeah.
she was, I don't
yeah.
need to do that. But
right.
you encouraged her, like, oh, no.
Yeah. Well, I could
what
tell
were her symptoms?
The minute I looked at her, she just didn't look right. And then I asked her if she felt okay or something, and she said no. And she turned to me privately away from everyone else, and she whispered, I think I'm having a heart attack.
Mm.
Then I'm like, okay, we're going to the ER. I mean, it's right there. She still didn't want to go. She's like, no, I'll make a scene. Like, I'm just going to go home and take a nap. Like, really, she just, I think she said that, not truly believing it, but she was having a heart attack. And I even said to her, because Dr. Kahn is a well-known cardiologist here in town, and he helps with this event every year and gives education. And I said to her, what would Dr. Kahn say? Like, have you not been listening to every Go Reading? She had that experience and then shared her story at the next Go Reading because she just couldn't believe it. She had no idea.
So this year, February 13th, let's mm-hmm. talk about the event and if there's any tickets available and what's different and what can we expect?
Well, the first thing that's different this year that I'm so excited about is that it is at Wind River Event Center. So we moved the location, bigger location, able to reach more women. So I'm really excited about that pivot for the event. We've always had it at Holiday Inn, and it's time for a change. Like, it's going to be very different this year. That's just the first thing mm-hmm. that people will recognize that it's different. I'm sorry, what was your...
Oh, no, just like kind of give us a visual of the day.
Okay,
and do we
yeah.
still have tickets? And if there are, if somebody even wants to do a waiting list, what do people do?
Yeah, so
listening to it, like, oh, I missed it. I can't believe it's February 13th.
Right, I know. Yeah, coming right up. So we do have a few tickets left. The room is filling up. So I expect that by after the weekend, we'll be sold out. So I encourage people to go to ShastaRegional.com or on our Facebook page, send me a message. There's a link also on ShastaRegional.com where you can get me a message to reserve a table if you'd like to sponsor a table, or there's a few individual tickets left as well. But I'm surprised. I don't know why. I'm so surprised every year that we sell out a few weeks before the event, which I'm completely grateful for, and I hope it's because the women feel like they really need to have this message. And it's also just a fun, we make it fun. It starts at 10 o'clock, our doors open at 10 o'clock, which was a request from our audience previous years.
Okay.
Because we have a boutique that everyone has come to love that is women owned businesses with a focus on women. So you have time before the speakers begin at noon. We do a complimentary champagne pass. You can visit with the people that you came with. You go enjoy the booths, and then we start with the speakers and get on with the
afternoon.
And it's
a huge visit. It's so much fun, and everybody is there.
It's a total vibe.
And
like,
a lot of people
come
with their offices. People dress, all the women dress in red.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Carl's coming this year,
yeah.
first time.
Yeah.
And I'm bringing my mom and dad up because their 73rd wedding anniversary is February 14th.
Oh, how special.
So they're going to stay at the casino because that's what they want.
Okay.
And they can go down and gamble and kind of be on their own terms, and then they're going to come to the luncheon.
Oh,
so mom and dad, you know, just because I can't even believe they're married. 73. My dad's going to be 95. My mom's going to be 93, and he's going to be driving up here.
Oh my gosh!
He thinks he can. So what am I going to
say?
Okay,
it's going to be fine.
Yeah, he's going to be here.
How special is for them?
Yeah, and so, but it's really great. And I love that it's going to be there. And Lynn-Ann, I know how hard you work and so focused. You do just a beautiful event. Yeah, it's and all your events are beautiful.
Well, I appreciate
that. But this one is super, yeah, like, this is your star on the top of the tree.
Yeah, this one's really special, and it means a lot to me because I understand how much it means to our community. I get feedback immediately after the events about the messages that women, you know, take away from it, which could be life-saving. So the other thing that we do, so February is Heart Month. We have Go Reading towards the beginning of the month, February 13th. Then at the end of the month, we do a free health screening. So we invite the ladies that attend Go Reading. Reading come at the end of the month and get free heart health screening. So we do free EKGs, cholesterol, A1C, body mass index. Dr. Khan comes to speak to give education. There's a Q&A you can do. You can ask him your specific questions mm-hmm. about your body and things that you might be experiencing. So it's a full month of education, and I'm really proud of it.
When is the event that you do that's the, where it's the at the clinic?
Yeah, so that's Ladies Night Out. That's okay. Thursday, February 26th.
Okay.
And that's an evening event at 5:30.
Okay, that's a lot of fun. I enjoy that. You need to come with me to that.
Yeah.
I'll be in San Diego during that. So
okay. All right. Well, let me think about it. Yeah. So, or you can come with me to that. It's great. But, you know, I've done my blood there. Yeah. I've done the AKG. I've done the whole thing there. Mm-hmm. I remember a good girlfriend of mine was like, do you want? Yeah, because we want to know. And then they send you all your results. So,
yeah.
And it's, you know, it's a fun night. And I remember last year there were a group of sisters that kept asking Dr. Khan, the Khans, questions that really were pertaining to a lot of stats, mm-hmm. statins, family history, and they were right there just answering like they were in the doctor's office.
Yeah.
And I thought, God, this is really a value of what you guys are offering.
Yeah.
Well, we do have to take a break. Maria Roscoe is here, which she's my special friend that's co-hosting. Thank you for being here tonight.
Well, thank you for having
me. We have another half hour. We're going to talk about you and some of the wonderful things happen. Yes, we got a half hour. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on here, but it's, you know, we have some commercial breaks. And Lynn Ann. So everybody chime on in, and Carrie. So, David, we're going to take us out here on this break here on North State Now. This is Linda Bott. We'll be right back.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces. Every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark.
Taking place two separate nights, Thursday, February 5th and Friday, February 6th. From 6 to 9 p.m.
at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading. Enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines,
live music, and a fun night out. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends.
This 21 and over event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out.
Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, February 5th and 6th.
Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue Feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
This is a hint. This is a hint, Linda. Linda Bott.
Welcome back to KCNR.
What's the hint?
You're not going to get anything out of me, girlfriend.
Oh,
Wicked is coming up at RRCF and anything that has to do with... Wicked, but I also think that Wicked is like follow the Yellow Brick Road, so it goes back to the original Wizard of Oz, because
we
have a little bit of Munchkins going on in there,
yes.
And we have the Good Witch and the Bad Witch and the Flying Monkeys and all that stuff, and then ease on down the road with the Wiz. We got to put a little of that in there as well,
okay?
Even though that wasn't really in Wicked, there's some of that because it kind of you got to pay homage a little bit,
yeah.
Yeah,
I think I know.
No. Anyway, so how excited are you for March 6th?
Yes, I'm super excited. We actually have like two tables left, so
wow.
I've got them earmarked, but I know that there's last minute, and I've fit over 50 tables in there before, and it can happen. But I like everybody to be able to have the entertainment, be able to have enough room on their stage, and then everybody to be able to walk and mingle and go have a cocktail, go visit the silent auction. If you want to go to the other bar or whatever, it's the perfect venue because you could go in there and celebrate a fundraiser, and you can go out and have some drinks with friends and whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. You don't have to game. You can game. You can play table games. You can play our new table games that are electric. But it's just, you don't have to just leave and go home. You can have something to do. We hit overtime afterwards, and we're just...
Oh, yeah. I've been there with you. My feet hurt. My arches collapsed at the end of the night. But so now we're going to... It's like a different flow this year where you're doing your... And you have probably... The golden silent auction of the year.
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
If I do say so myself.
It's so cute because people will say, are you going to hit this store in this color or this?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yes. So when I walk
special
through,
orders. Yeah.
I do, but I buy everything that I want, that I know
that's
that I want
I
and
it.
That I will bid on. So
yeah.
It's worked. This year we're going to open the doors to the back, and we're going to do a Yellow Brick Road to our Reading Rancher Community Center. And it'll be perfect, so nobody has to go upstairs, downstairs, whatever. You can go out either way and have fun. So it's all for a good cause. All monies go right back into the fund. Wind River's the major sponsor, and they cover the event. That way we can just give everything right back.
Well, let's just say that the Reading Community Fund does... let's share with our listening audience, and also once again just drive home that you do grants twice a year. You open up for applications And tell us a little bit about that.
So since 2002, when the inception of the fund, we have given over $4.6 million just to the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. That's not donations. That's not, you know, any other thing. And I love and I'm proud to say that over $1 million is from the dinners.
It comes just
from the dinners. And, you know, and luckily we can do payroll deductions and State of the Tribe funds go right back into the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. But it was created for us to celebrate and thank those who solicited the funds, because way back when, in 99, 2000, it was kind of a struggle to get people to, you know, want to partner or, you know, whatever. And then all of a sudden we got really inundated with, oh, let's do this, this, and this. So partnering with the Community Fund of the North State helps because they do all the legwork. And then we have our advisory board, which is comprised of community leaders, staff of Wind River, and staff of the tribe and staff of Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System. So it's pretty cool because we go out of there giddy knowing that we're twice a year get to see over $400,000 or $500,000 solicited. And it just makes us so happy because we can, although you do see the need, each year you see where there's, you know, in these pantries, please, everybody, if you can, coat drives and food pantries, fill them up. There's people who really need them. But it's so exciting to see and grant the monies. And then out of those who were granted the monies, one organization will receive a $10,000 gift, which is going to be designated. Yes, and they don't know. So when I call everybody and tell them, you know, hey, you know, come on down and bring your board or, you know, do whatever and have a good time and celebrate that you guys got a grant.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we'll do little tidbits at the end and they're
you can tell by their face changes.
That's great.
So amazing.
I mean, think about that. And you don't ask you don't ask for an accounting of that $10,000. We don't need to know where every cent.
Nope.
We've selected you and you've done your homework and you're very zip-lipped about who that goes to, which is really great. But let's just, you know, in my recollection of some of the things would have been Wings of Angels, some animal facilities that have been like, you know, their feed or they've taken in, I can't think of the name, Exodus Farms and the Veterans Wall down in Anderson or the Veterans Center down in Anderson to all the way to like a swing set that somebody may have wanted to apply for a swing set or bats for or instruments or something. And what about that one school?
Well, this is the one thing that we like to do is we don't like to start a project. We like to finish. So if we see that somebody like Tree of Life had, you know, and we go do site visits, our advisory board, and that's where they really hit the heartstrings. Example, Tree of Life, going over there, and they prepared their choir to sing for us and perform. And I tell you what, we were up doing the, you know, the salsa with them, and they were doing their gritos, and I just, you know, it's amazing. But the thing about the Community Fund is it's Shasta and Trinity County. So any nonprofit in Shasta and Trinity County can solicit the fund, and it's from $1,000 to $10,000 per grant. And we encourage things like if you're doing, you know, wrestling, it's not that we want to pay for you. We want to pay for the big mats that cost them a lot of money and safety gear and things that the firefighters need to protect, you know, get them extra protected and help our community. Have our kids be able to express themselves musically and be able to fill pantries. And I mean, carrying heroes, Exodus Farms, going out there in those, you know, it was, carrying heroes. I have to say that I was kind of, my heart was a little hurt or, it, you know, just distressed or whatever. And walking in and the horse just came right to me. And
oh,
I was like,
they know.
Oh, my gosh. And I just started crying.
Oh,
and it was, I tell you what.
Well, you know, Carrie stayed over here and thank you for staying. But Carrie's got two horses that you actually adopted out of shelters.
Yeah, out of a kill pen in Texas.
And she brought them back.
Race horses that were on there. One of them was tagged and shipped on his way to Mexico. And the other one was just being flipped auction after auction just because he was so beautiful. Yeah.
Did you get a donkey too?
No, but I have another horse.
You have a third? Oh, okay. No. So we understand that they know when you need them, they come to you.
Mm-hmm. And Exodus, the great thing about that is it's the children. It's the children that are having an extra hard time with life, the world, you know, in learning, and people don't understand. And then you have Caring Heroes that helps all of the first responders with their PTSD and all that. So, I mean, you know, once you start looking at it and you're thinking, look at these high schools, look at these organizations, first responders, veterans, you know, all of these people need extra love. And we know it and we love it. So
that's what Redding Rancheria Community Fund does twice a year. They open up their...
So impactful.
Yeah, and we appreciate that. And on that note, we do have to take a break. And that's all about, like, what Wicked, for instance, Wicked's a fun thing, and this is where they embrace the people from the year that received grants. And like I said, twice a year. So anybody can apply for those grants, 501(c)s. Nonprofits, and it's a beautiful night to, and it's always an honor for us to be involved, to go there, attend, see people, and feel this, like, the costume night, and it's just over the top with love. So on that note, Maria Roscoe's with me, and of course, Lynn Ann Foster and Carrie Growl. We're having a girls' night out. This is North State Now with Linda Bott. We'll be right back.
A message from Todd with Redding Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter, and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Redding Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit RedningOnlineMarketing.com.
Mendino's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mendino's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Colonel Danny Gilliam, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Been changed for the better. I do believe I have been changed for good.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. All right. So that's a great song, and it makes me cry. So welcome back. We have about 10 minutes left here in the program, and we are with Maria Roscoe. My name is Linda Bott, and this is North State Now. I love this because it's Girls Night Out. Carrie Growl came on the first segment. We're talking about her store, Harmony. Tomorrow at 3 o'clock is the ribbon cutting. You'll get to see the Pilates studio, the new Pilates, organic Pilates. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll be there.
Thank you. Yes.
And then, of course, Lynn Ann Foster from Shasta Regional Medical Center. Thank you for being here tonight, too.
Thanks for having me.
Talking about Go Red, February 13th at Wind River.
Yep.
And what a successful event that's going to be. Great stage. It's going to be like a new beginning as well.
Yep.
And then, Maria, so we were talking at the break. I'm going to go really fast about Kung Hoi, Fat Choi. It's Happy New Year in Chinese astrology, and it begins in February. So last year was the year of the snake. And the year of the snake, if you think about snake, it's and you think about how they regurgitate slowly. Mm-hmm. So imagine a sock. It's stuck. How many people felt like that last year?
Mm-hmm.
Just couldn't get over the hump or get through, and things took longer. And so now we're moving into the year of the horse. We are in the year of the horse, but the fire horse, which mm-hmm. means movement. Think about a horse galloping. When you think of love and beginnings, and it just already feels like with our conversation tonight, Carrie's opening a new store. She's taken the plunge. It is an amazing space. It's blessed. It's great. Has wonderful energy. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Lynn Ann, Go Red, expanding, sold out with 100 more tables or 200 more people than usual, and it's going to be filled with new store with your boutique and new people. It's going to be fantastic. And Maria, let's talk about you. The fact that last year you went to Harvard Business School.
I did.
You were selected.
I was.
It was one week.
It was 1 week. So it was Sunday to the next Saturday from like 7 in the morning till 8 o'clock at night. And it was 100% with the Harvard professors with 20 hours of case studies to study for, to be able to answer the questions with 60 other folks from all over the United States and Canada, indigenous folks. And it was not only enlightening, inspiring, but a big push to say, we can sit back and say, you know, this is what we want, but why don't you do this and all that? Well, get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Get in there, make the change. That's exactly what you have to do. So I completely felt that push, you know, and after, you know, going to Harvard, and which sounds so elaborate, but it was a dream, staying in the dorms with them, staying up at night, going and visiting Cheers together, and then going back in the morning and saying, why did we do that?
And then, I'm glad we did that.
Right. And then to network with them still. So we go to events and see each other, and we know that we're the Harvard class of 2025 for the Tribal Leaders Forum and Tribal Leaders. Yeah.
So now you are council, you're councilwoman, at not only are you doing your work with the Redding Rancheria, where you have a multitude of things that you cover, but now you are also a councilwoman with the Pitt River Tribe. Can you share with us, just explain.
So I think that it came to me when we were at the Capitol and we were honoring the tribes there for California. And when we were all walking and celebrating with each other, we got to take the photos with the Redding Rancheria and the Pitt River Tribe. And to see those flags and to have those folks in one photo, I just said, wow, my worlds are colliding. And they're colliding in such a way. You know, I've worked for the Redding Rancheria for 31 years. This will be my 32nd year in October. And I am grateful for all of the opportunities and education and trainings and love and friendships and the value that they make you feel. And then them encouraging me when I said, I think I'm going to run for council. You better run for council. So I ran for council, and they voted me in, and the Ajamawi is our band. We have 11 bands. We have about 3,800 constituents that we answer to, and 600 of them are our band. So it's really cool to go in and show the insight that you have or what you've done and to help our tribe move forward and learn new things that I did not know. And I feel really, really bad because we have a 100-mile square. And while we're here, the thing about Redding Rancheria is our service area is up to Round Mountain. So Pitt Rivers is the rest, Modoc, Lassen, Siskiyou, mm-hmm. Shasta. And I'm just, I mean, all of the land back that we're getting, thousands and thousands of acres, and that's exactly the number one thing that tribes need and want is our land back.
Mm.
So, you know, with everything that's going on all over the world, I am just super proud that I don't have to say, you know, you guys need to change. Why don't you do this or whatever? I can actually sit at the table and say, hey, I have a thought. Let's try this. Oh, yeah. Let's do that. I'm like, wow, this is, you have to belong, get involved, and get into that leadership position if you can for your people, for your family. It's just life changing. The confidence that you feel because you know you have me. I know I have two tribes behind me that are encouraging and I'm ever learning each day and I just, it's amazing.
It's a beautiful thing for everybody in this room that has known you to watch you, like when they talk about the, you know, the zenith that comes out of, I won't say there was ever ash, but to watch you just like unfold and glow and grow. And so, you know, going to Harvard, to the Harvard Business School, just having the confidence of others to nominate for you to go was, I saw a shift happen with you at that time. And then after that, Pitt River, and now the world is more unfolding even more so. So congratulations
Absolutely.
As
Thank
we watch you. We celebrate you, Maria.
Thank you. I celebrate everybody that, you know, works together and collaboratively and not against each other. Because if we all unite and we are positive and kind,
kind.
What
kind
can we do?
Yeah. Leave the world a better place.
Yeah.
You know, did I give it everything I could? Did I leave it better than I found it?
Yeah. And you know, things are in the stars. You talk about that. And I knew when I came back from, Harvard, I'd like to say Harvard. I love when my grandson says, my grandma went to Harvard. When I came back, I was scrolling through Facebook and one of my memories was my great, great grandpa Raymond Legault, who was one of the leaders of the tribe that just pushed, you know, and they got us to where we are. Now it's our turn to make the way for our kids. Kids. And I was counting that Gabriel is actually the seventh generation my great, great grandma.
Oh.
Actually, she might be my great, great, great grandma who raised my mom. So it's pretty cool. I'm like, I every day tell him, you can do this.
And what is it about in the philosophy or the in the Native American or Indigenous about the seven generations? Where did that start?
Well, you have to look forward. We can look back and see, you know, the history of, you know, whatnot. To me, I like to say that I have, when I walk into the room and I'm going to a tribal meeting or whatever, I can feel all of them behind me, and it's empowering, you know. And then to share it with my grandbaby is just amazing because he's got to take it.
So we, you know, we're moved because we feel the conviction, the knowingness, you know, and. So, because I remember Jack being on before and talked about the seven generations, so I kind of wanted to hear you, like, elaborate a little bit on what that is. Now I see it, I feel what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You bring it forward, you feel it from behind you, the generational aspect, and
that's
why it's so important
forward.
To never lose the history.
Yes.
To know the history.
Remember where you came from and what you can do. Mm. Anything is possible. Like, tell you what, this little Happy Valley girl that went to Harvard.
I'm just saying.
That's amazing.
It is now a councilwoman at Pitt River. So, and then, so thank you so much. You know
thank
what?
You.
We feel your heart. It is Heart Health Month.
Mm-hmm.
February's coming up. And, you know, I love everybody in this room. You've been part of me on some level. So thank you for being here on North State Now. And, you know, always say, do random acts of kindness and make it, you know, what would be the saying this year as we come into we're in 2026 is, you know, try to make the world, treat people how you want to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
That is, I think.
Also remember that everybody is going through something. And you do not know what they're going through, so uplift them. Be kind.
Mm-hmm. Come into the room with, "Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Isn't that great?"
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So leave your light. Bring your light. Bring your light. All right. Thank you so much for being with me tonight on North State
Thanks, ladies. We're signing off here.
Thank you, David. And I'll see you tomorrow morning here on the Morning Show with Carl for Free Fire Radio. This is Linda Bott signing off. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.